Conor Benn has been forced to pull out of his fight against Adrian Granados for the usual farcical reason. Now, the irony here is that he was promoting the old Postman's Knock a few weeks ago. He said it was a no-brainer. Well, that's very appropriate because he doesn't appear to have a brain. If he does, it's very small. The old PK didn't help him here, did it? Didn't help him go ahead with his fight. What do you want to call it? Poetic justice? Anyway, the card still goes ahead. The headline will now be Can Zhu versus Lee Wood. You got Tommy McCarthy versus Chris Billum Smith, which is still a good scrap at cruiserweight. You got Anthony Fowler versus Rico Mueller, I believe you pronounce his name. Avni Yildirim versus Jack Cullen. Sandy Ryan versus Kirsty Bavington. And right down at the bottom of the card, you got Campbell Hatton versus Jakub Laskowski, I think you pronounce it. So there's still some boxing for people to watch. The card, I believe, is completely intact, other than Conor Benn no longer being top of the bill against Granados. So there you have it. Until this farce ends, then unfortunately we're going to get more of the same. More fights and potentially shows being cancelled at the last minute because of all this nonsense. So it is what it is. Just a quick update on that. Let me know how you guys feel about the remainder of the card. Kanzu versus Lee Wood, McCarthy, Billum Smith, Fowler versus Mueller, and so on. I have to be honest, I don't know much about a lot of these fighters. I don't think I've ever seen Kanzu. Not sure I've seen Lee Wood. Maybe I have. That's for the World Boxing Association featherweight title. I've certainly seen McCarthy and Billum Smith many times. Anthony Fowler, obviously. Rico Mueller. Not sure I've seen him. Yildirim, of course. Seen him many times. Against Eubank. Infamously against Canelo. I think that was his last fight, right? Jack Cullen, I've seen. Sandy Ryan. Don't think I've seen Sandy Ryan. Kirsty Bavington. I'm assuming that's a woman's fight. Sandy and Kirsty are usually female names. But you never know these days, right? Then you got Campbell Hatton, of course, Ricky Hatton's son, taking on somebody who I can only assume is an Eastern European journeyman. Let me know what you guys feel about these fights in the comments below. Shelly Finkel kind of contradicts himself a little bit here, because he says that there was no offer made for Deontay Wilder to step aside and allow the undisputed fight between AJ and Tyson Fury, and he was shocked by that. But in the interview, he says that he did receive a call from Frank Warren, who asked him whether he would be willing, I guess he on behalf of Deontay Wilder, would be willing to accept a seven-figure sum to step aside. And Shelly Finkel said no. Well, as far as I'm concerned, that is an offer of sorts. It's at least alluding to an offer. It was turned down. So Shelly Finkel was trying to suggest here that they should have come back with another offer if they were really serious about making the undisputed fight, rather than just calling up, would you accept seven figures? No, okay, never mind. Now, he goes into more detail with regards to the arbitration and so on, but what he says essentially suggests that they would have been willing to, you know, take a step aside deal if they'd been given the right figure. Now, Tyson Fury at one point said that Deontay Wilder wanted $20 million to step aside and allow the AJ Tyson Fury fight. Shelly Finkel says he's not telling the truth at all. That's a direct quote from Shelly Finkel. He says he's not telling the truth at all. Well, is Shelly Finkel privy to everything that Deontay Wilder says on social media and in interviews? I don't think he is. I don't know whether Deontay Wilder actually mentioned $20 million, but I wouldn't be surprised if he did. That sounds like the kind of thing that Deontay Wilder probably would say. Give me $20 million and I'll step aside, right? So let me know what you guys think about this in the comments below. Shelly Finkel saying he is shocked that he never received, you know, him and Wilder didn't receive a so-called proper offer, quote unquote, to step aside and allow the undisputed fight. And does this, in your mind, solidify the belief that Team Fury were never serious about the undisputed fight in the first place. Because if Wilder's manager, well, his co-manager comes out and says that he was shocked that they didn't try and pursue this avenue of getting Wilder to step aside more seriously, if he is shocked about that, then what does that say? This is a guy who's been in boxing for a very long time. So he knows how things are done. He knows how much money an undisputed fight between AJ and Fury would have generated. He certainly would have known the ballpark figure, right? He's not privy to the negotiations behind the scenes, but he's on the circuit. I'm sure he hears things from associates and what have you. Now, with that being said, the $20 million, who would have paid for it? Would it have been Eddie Hearn? Would it have been directly out of Tyson Fury's purse? And let's say it wasn't $20 million, right? This is what Shelley Fink was suggesting, but if seven figures wasn't enough, then it's going to be at least eight figures. Because he said, he flat out said he wouldn't accept a seven figure. Well, eight figures is going to be $10 million or more. So perhaps it just is a case of Tyson Fury not wanting to pay Deontay Wilder $10 million plus dollars for stepping aside. If he truly, but this is Tyson Fury's explanation for not pursuing the step aside. He says, and I'm paraphrasing here, what's the point in paying him all that money? I just go in there, beat him up, get paid to do that, and I'll still have the undisputed fight afterwards anyway. So I can actually make, you know, his attitude may be, I can actually make more money by just fighting Wilder again than doing the undisputed fight afterwards. The problem with that, of course, is there's risk involved. And old Tyson Fury is a natural risk taker, but he's a calculated risk taker. He's not a reckless risk taker. Is this the correct calculation? That's the question. Because yes, he's beaten Deontay Wilder and he beat him well, but the man is still a tremendous puncher. This is heavyweight boxing and it only takes one. So he's taking a risk, stepping in there against Wilder for a third time. And with Anthony Joshua, I know he has gone back and forth and contradicted himself on what he thinks is going to happen in this AJ Usyk fight. But realistically, surely behind closed doors, privately, Tyson Fury knows that Usyk is a threat to Anthony Joshua, or at least suspects that he's a threat, and that it wouldn't be beyond the realms of possibility for Alexander Usyk to pull off the upset. And if that were to happen, then AJ is going to have a rematch of Usyk. As far as I'm aware, there's a rematch clause in that contract. I don't like the fact that there is, because it's a mandatory, but as far as I'm aware, that is the case. And so AJ is going to be tied up with two Usyk fights. Where's Tyson Fury going to go then? Where's the undisputed fight going to be then? Again, it's all about the money, right? If we're talking about money, the AJ fight right now is the biggest fight out there for Tyson Fury. And it could be jeopardized if he loses to Wilder or if AJ loses to Alexander Usyk. Remember, Tyson Fury versus Usyk, even though Usyk is a fantastic fighter, if Usyk goes on and beats AJ twice, still a fantastic fighter, but is that fight as big financially as AJ Fury is right now? I don't think so. Maybe I'm wrong, but I don't think so. I think AJ's name is bigger in the States, bigger certainly in the UK, and much of Western Europe, than, and I want to say worldwide, his name is bigger than Usyk's name. So that's where the money is right now, is in the AJ fight. I can't see a bigger fight for Tyson Fury in the foreseeable future against, let's say, Usyk beats AJ twice. I don't think that's bigger than the AJ fight right now. So I know some people are going to say, Tyson Fury don't care about money. Yeah, Fury likes to say that himself. As the youngsters say nowadays, that's all cap. That's all cap. Tyson Fury cares a lot about money. So anyway, I'm not saying that it's the only thing he cares about, and he doesn't take other things into consideration, no. But he definitely likes a pound note, for sure. So, let me know what you guys think about this in the comments below. The words of Shelley Finkel. He did an interview with The Sun. Maybe I'll link it in the description below if you guys want to have a read of it. And, you know, he talks about, as I say, not receiving, according to him, any serious offer for Deontay Wilder to step aside and allow the undisputed fight to happen. So let me know how you feel about it.